MPA to the British Virgin Islands, and I'm sure that the organizers will ensure that he gets out to the sister islands. And Mr. McTavis, if you have any problem, I'm sure the Deputy Governor will be here right on the speedboat. Well, Honorable Turnbull. Upon visiting some of the local communities in the society, you may come across the aspiration of our youths again. We are now in a generation where our children are taught from an early age that life is about surviving and not thriving. Gang leaders are now taking the place of role models, and drug dealers are career advisors. This does not just matter to the elderly who may live alone and is terrified to walk home in the dark, but this is a matter for all of us. We will not rise as a country if we write off old communities and leave hundreds behind. Over the past 10 years, the debate about crime and violence, not only in this country, but our neighbors, have been simply about lock them up, let them out, blame the criminals, blame society, be tough, or give them a break. However, it is my position to create a new way forward. I call it tough but intelligent. It is punishment that's proportionate, meaningful punishment, because just being tough is not a successful strategy within itself. Over the past year and a half, I've had the opportunity to go around the Virgin Islands from Anglada to Justin Dyke and even visit Her Majesty's prison. In most prisons, not only here but throughout, you'll meet robbers and burglars and rapists, but you will also meet young people who cannot read, teenagers addicted to drugs, and people who have never worked a day in their lives. These people need help so they can become part of the solution and not remain part of the problem. This approach is not soft or liberal. This approach is common sense. We will never be able to create a safer society unless we give people, especially young people, opportunities and chances to get away from crime. Prevention is the cheapest and most effective way to deal with crime. Quite frankly, everything else is simply picking up the pieces of failure that has gone before. This is part of what I meant by being intelligent as well as tough. For me, crime prevention is like a four-legged chair. If one of the legs are not there, the chair cannot stand. So I was sitting on a chair with four legs, and if you pull out one of those legs, the chair cannot stand. I mean, it might fall for other reasons because I gain a little weight. But the concept here is in terms of the chair and the four legs or the four concepts of crime is that number one, we need the police. They must be trained and they must be given the tools and the